Zeich Nishmas Avi Moriah from Yisrael Pilchas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vashi Shul Falak. Good morning, everybody. I hope we all had a good Yontif. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Noso, the longest Parsha of the Torah, not necessarily the most mitzvahs, but so we have the mitzvah of Nazir. Mitzvah of Nazir, that the Nazir takes upon himself to be a Nazir, and then he can't have Yain Sheikha Yazir, Chometz Yain. He can't have Yain, wine, and things made from the grapes is part of his restrictions. So most of us are not Nazirim. So it's not so nogeya, you know, in terms of that. But Lamaisa is an interesting discussion in Halacha regarding the Nazir, and which could be relevant for people who are not Nazirim as well. And that is the question of a Nazir making Kiddush. When a Nazir makes Kiddush, so what does he do? Most of us, when we make Kiddush, we use wine. Some people use grape juice. What does a Nazir do when he makes Kiddush? So the Gemara in Masechta Nazir discusses this topic. And the Gemara says, on Gimel Amud Beis, going up, going over to Dalet Amud Aleph, that that just like the yayin of rishus is asur. In other words, if you want to just take some wine on a regular day, weekdays, drink wine, so he can't do that. That's yayin rishus. So too, he can't have yayin of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what's an example of Yayin and Mitzvah? Mahi? The Gemara says, Kiddushta of Avdalta. That he can't have the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Gemara continues on Dal and Amar Aleph and says, Have a Mishba of Omer Elov Mehar Sinai. So there is two ways to learn this Gemara. Rashi says, in other words, he's saying, what do you mean that he doesn't drink the wine of Kiddush? Of course he can drink the wine of Kiddush, because he's mushba va'omeid mehar Sinai. That if a person has a mitzvah to do, You can't take a shvua, a chveis, to undo the mitzvah. You're already mushpa ba'omid b'har Sinai. So if the Torah says that you're supposed to do it, you can't undo it by saying, well, I'm going to be a nazir. And now, because you're already mitzuva from the Torah. You're already mitzuva from the Torah. So Rashi says, by mushpa ba'omid b'har Sinai. And therefore it says, Kaimlon de Nishma Levata was a mitzvah potter. And therefore, it shouldn't be chal, Gabi the Yayin of Kiddush. So therefore, the Gemara says, when the Gemara says that he doesn't do Yayin mitzvah, can't be referring to Kiddush for Havdal. So the Gemara says it means that if a person took a shvua, so he'll drink wine, and then he says Areini Nazir. So then that could maybe nullify his ability to drink wine. Rashi says, "I need to learn lesser yin mitzvah. Nishma lishtos kayayin hamshus. Fitay ma'ishma nishma mibiatim nishma arsinai. שבוע שאוכל כי גזו בכל זה שבוע שבורח לנו, ראשון החיים משום שבוע סבידו, לשני החיים משום שבוע שעוב, ואז הוא מפורש תאים, איגו לא נמיש ממינו, דקום החיים על שני, אף אגב דאבי נשפל לבט, אבל סמצן, נזיר סנאי מחי לו, עד נשפל לשתות יין. So apparently that if it's a shvua that the Torah gave, that shvua is not going to be the Torah shvua will not be altered. So according to Rashi, the nazir will be able to make kiddush with wine, just like everyone else, because he's already nishma ma'omid b'har Sinai to do it, and therefore he. The fact that he was taking upon himself the Zerus is not going to change it. That's the opinion of Rashi. Now, as Rav Shechter once pointed out, you see from this Rashi that clearly Rashi's holding that the idea of you having Kiddush with wine is a din d'oraisa. Is a din d'oraisa. Because if it would not be a din d'oraisa, then he wouldn't be considered mushma ma'omed v'har Sinai from before. So therefore, Rashi, as Rav Shechter pointed out, Rashi's holding that it's a din d'oraisa to have kiddush. Not only is it din d'oraisa to have kiddush, it's a din d'oraisa to have kiddush al hayayin. To have kiddush al hayayin.
So that's Rashi. Question: yayin as opposed to grape juice, like. Really, like fermented wine?
No. Yeah, I mean, if you consider grape juice to be yayin, then that's also yayin. So that would be that's yayin. In other words, whatever is called yayin today, people consider grape juice yayin. That became makubal that grape juice is yayin. Not everyone agrees to that because. It could be that since it's pasteurized, then maybe now it's not. It's the Gemara says clearly above a Basra that it doesn't have to be fermented yet. The question is, does it at least have to be potentially to ferment and be intoxicating? So the Knesset HaGedola says that if it's not potential, then it's not. Then it's not. But the nozzles and anything, coming from the anovim, he wouldn't be able to drink, eat whatever. So it would include wine and grape juice, etc. Probably for the nozzle. Whether that's considered good for kiddush or not, that's a separate. A discussion because but it's still something that's coming, Mishras Anovim, even things that are coming from the grape. Kol Asher Yosem Gefen Hayayin, right? He can't have. There's a separate discussion whether you have grape juice and it can't ferment anymore, whether you could still make a Barpir Goffin and use it for Kiddush, but perhaps that wouldn't necessarily alter the din that. He won't be able to have the wine or the grape juice because it's still coming from the grape. It's still a product of the grape. However, Tosus disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that you read the Gemara differently. Not mushpav omen by Sinai as a affirmative statement, but as a question, the chimushva va'omed hu b'har Sinai, meaning, is he really commanded from Har Sinai to have wine by Kiddush? Certainly not. So therefore, there's no chiddush over here that once he becomes a nazir, then he won't be able to make Kiddush on wine. Because he's not, it's a rhetorical statement, the way Tosis learns. But Rashi learns it as an affirmative statement. Certainly he's mushva oven mahar Sinai, so he's already required to have wine already from Har Sinai. And therefore the shvua can't alter it. But the way Tosis learns the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam learns, it's a question. is a rhetorical statement. Is he chayiv from Har Sinai to have wine? Certainly not. So therefore, it's obvious that once he takes on the Zeris, then he can't have wine for Kiddush because it's not a din minatorah to have the wine. So therefore, it comes out, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that Rashi holds that there's a mitzvah, the Raisa, to have wine with the Kiddush. And Tosis, as Rav Shechter pointed out, disagrees and says that it's not a din d'oraisa, it's midrabanan. So it's only midrabanan. So certainly, d'oraisa, there's no requirement. So therefore, when he takes the Nazirus and it makes him not able to have wine, he cannot have wine for the Kiddush. So it comes out of fundamental machlokas, as Rav Shechter pointed out, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether a Nazir could have wine or not. Someone recently told me that there was a famous Nazir of Yerushalayim. His name was Rav. There's a famous name in Judaism, Rav David Cohen. A lot of people have the name Rav David Cohen. So not to be confused with the different Rav David Cohens. But the Nazir of Yerushalayim was Rav David Cohen. And his famous son, Shar Yashiv Cohen, was the Rav in Haifa. And his illustrious son-in-law was the late Rav Shlomo Gorin, who was the Rav Rashi of Eretz Yisrael, was his son-in-law. And so somebody recently looked into it to see what did he do. So this person told me that he found out that he made Kiddush on challah. In other words, you can make, instead of the Bari Priya Goffin, you'll make, when you, in the Kiddush, you'll say Hamotzi Lechem and Arts. You have the challahs in front of you. You'll say Hamotzi Lechem and Arts, and then the Kiddush, and then you'll have Kiddush on Friday night, Al HaPas, and that's what this person told me was the practice of the Nazir of Yerushalayim. That, not like Rashi's opinion, but like Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, that a Nazir should not have wine, and therefore he made Kiddush on challah.
What do you do Shabbos morning?
Shabbos day, so you could do, you could have, and whiskey or something like that, you know, so... So that's what he did. So it's interesting that the Iker Kiddush we have today is Friday night. The Kiddush we have Friday night, but it's interesting that it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Moki Desh Balai, this is Reish Ayin Aleph Sivches, that if you didn't make Kiddush at night, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, yeshlosh tashlum l'mocher. Whereas if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, either purposely or whatever, so you make the full Kiddush on Shabbos day. But the Kiddush we make Friday night, if you didn't make it Friday night, you still have the opportunity to make it on Shabbos day. Even if you didn't make it on Friday night purposefully, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, and the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva points out a contrast between that and the din of Havdalah. We know if a person didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, they can make it till Tuesday, right? But there, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadi Tess Sivav says Shachach v'lo Hivdil, the Motzai Shabbos, Mavdil at Sof Yom Gimel. Only if you forgot, but if you purposely did it, the Chasam Sofer points out, as Mavdil from the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach, that you wouldn't have the opportunity to make it till Tuesday. By Kiddush, even if Bemezid, you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you could still make the Kiddush. You don't make the Shabbos morning Kiddush that everyone makes. You'll make that same Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day. But For Havdalah, when we said you're allowed to make it till Tuesday if you didn't make it Motzei Shabbos, there the Shulchan Aruch says, Shreish Tzadi Tez Vav, Shachach V'lo Hivdil. Only if you Shachach. And the Chasam Sofer explains, because, you see, Havdalah really should be when Shabbos ends, or sometime close by, if you didn't. So it's sort of, you have Tashlumin, and therefore it's like, sort of works like retroactively. But Tashlumin is usually only B'shogeg, not b'mezid. But the Shabbos, the fact that you can make Kiddush on Shabbos day, the full Kiddush, is not a din tashlumin. It's that when you make it Friday night, it's going on, you know, the whole Shabbos period. You can make the, it's that it's not proper to not do it Friday night. But you can still do it Shabbos day. And it's interesting, you know, the Chasam Sofer says, we know there's a din of Kovod Yom v'Kovod Laila. In other words, if you have a choice to have a certain delicacy, Friday night or Shabbos day, so Kovod Yom Odif. That you should have it Shabbos day. Because the Kovod Yom, the of the 24 hours of Shabbos, the day part is considered more chashuv. Even though we tend to have more elaborate meals on Friday night than we do Shabbos lunch, that has to do a lot with, because warming things up and things like that. But technically, Kovod Yom is Odif mi Kovod Laila. So therefore, really, and that's why Chasam Sofer says we make another Kiddush. You know, a person who did make Kiddush Friday night, well, we still make the Borei Pir Gofen, which the Rambam says is considered Kiddush as well, on Shabbos day, to highlight that Shabbos day is an increment higher in its level of Kedusha than Friday night. So if you made the regular Kiddush Friday night, you'll still make the Kiddush of Shabbos, you'll make the Kiddush of Shabbos day. There are just, you know, the Borei Pir Gofen. We say Psukim, etc., but really it's the Borei Pir Gofen, and it's to show us that the Kedusha is ascending during the 24-hour period. Which is interesting, even though a person's Mechal Shabbos Friday night or Mechal Shabbos Shabbos day, it's the same skila, you know. So, but the fact that we have a halacha that the kavod of Shabbos in the daytime is higher than the kavod of Shabbos at nighttime, if you have a delicacy to have, and you have a choice to having it Friday night or Shabbos day, so kavod yom adif. So the Chasam Sofer says, because the Kedusha is heightening. So even though we don't see it in terms of onshin, because the same onish that a person would get a Friday night, if he would Michal Shabbos, he gets Shabbos day with Michal Shabbos. But in terms of the covet of Shabbos, that's an interesting point. Because sometimes you go to shul Friday night, people are dressed up. By the time they come to shul by mincha, they don't have their tie anymore. They don't have their jacket anymore. You know, sometimes the covet Shabbos wanes sometimes. But really the halacha is that by Shabbos, it's bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid that you can make the Kiddush on a Friday night and Shabbos day. But Havdalah, the Chasam Sofer points out, the Achronim, it says Shachach v'lo hivdil. Only a Shachach, so then it's sort of like a Tashlumin, and it will work l'mafreya. That was the idea of the Chasam Sofer's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting that, you know, it became the practice that people, you know, grape juice became an in thing, that the people make Kiddush on grape juice. One of my Talmidim once pointed out, Rabbi Ben Skaidel once pointed out to me, that if you look in the Sefer Achinuch, so it says, what's the idea of making Kiddush on Ayayin? Because the fisha teva odem misor bo harbe shu soil misamech, if fisoris odem masay we spoil old varm la olam. In other words, we want to have a certain simcha and a certain hispilus. And as my Talmud pointed out, Rabbi Skaidel, if you make on grape juice, you know, the discussion whether grape juice really wine or not, then l'chor you're not gonna get. This hisoris, you're not going to get this simcha that the Sefer Achinuch talks about. So it's always better again, if you're for health reasons, whatever, whatever, I'm not talking, but a regular healthy person that could have gone either way. So it's not so poshut that we just treat, it says on the bottle, kosher liyayin, or kiddush l'arbakosis. And in this generation, we treat it, it's equal, but it's not equal. You should realize that. And if you can always make kiddush on wine, then Friday night, then don't make it on, if you have no leis breira, there's leis breira, you know what I mean? But wine is definitely the preferred way of making kiddush. So we should keep that in mind. That and this is this week's parsha of the yayin v'shecher of the nazir. The nazir is a different halacha, but that's different derivatives. But that's an important point that my Talmud Rabbi Shkadel was pointing out that teva ha'adam is orab or harbe when you have wine. And therefore, whatever, if you have the sorus, then the Shabbos will affect you even on a greater level. So we should keep that in mind when we can, if we can, to have. Wine when we make kiddush. The Ravid's opinion is that that what we do on Shabbos day, that we say what we call kiddush on Shabbos day, is really not kiddush. It's just a din of making a bracha of wine a la Suda, because the Ravid sheet is you could even eat before Kiddush in the Shabbos day. Because he says, Shecht explained, it's not Kiddush, it's just a bar priya gafen. The Rambam says, it's midrabanan, it's like it has a din of Kiddush. And the Chasam Sofer explains, because of the higher level of Kedusha, of the increment of the higher level of Kedusha. Okay, we'll say some divrei agada. It's interesting that the Parshas Noso usually falls out the Shabbos right after Shavuos. And there's a vort that's brought down in the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh. There was a businessman in Europe. He wrote a Sefer called Pardes Yosef. And he only wrote, at least we only have it on Bereishis, Shemos, and Vayikra. So Bamidbar Dvarim, either he didn't write it or we don't have it. So there's a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, his name is Rav David Avram Mandelbaum, and he decided he's going to write a sefer called Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, meaning he'll take the same style that the author wrote, but he'll write new things and he'll do it Bamidbar Dvarim. So now, if you buy the set, maybe it's a nice bar mitzvah gift, the Pardes Yosef comes now with the first three volumes, and then together with the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh. And so I believe in the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, he quotes the following. We know that before, that Shavuos is one of the Arba, times that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the people. We're judged on Rosh Hashanah, we're judged, and on Shavuos, we're judged on the Peiros HaElam. Right, so it's considered like a new year, Shavuos. So he says, in that Sefer, he quotes from somebody, in that Sefer, part of his Yosef HaChodesh, he says that the klolos that we say in the Bechukosai, that comes when? Before Rat, before Shavuos. So he says, because always we have the klal of Tichla Shana V'Kilosel. That since Shavuos is considered like a new year, that we're judged for the Peiros HaElam on Shavuos, so then what? So we say the clause, we don't want to have the clause right before, so we have a buffer of the Parshas Bamidbar before that. But Tich Lashana V'Kilosef. So in that Sefer, he adds a beautiful idea. He says, But the Shabbos right after is Naso, and that's when we have Lat Birkas Kohanim, the parasha of Birkas Kohanim. Because just like Tichla Shana V'Kiloseha, Lat Tochel Shana U'Birkaseha, that with the new year we want to start off with bracha, and Birkas Kohanim is the paradigm of bracha, and that's why always the Shabbat, always the Shabbos before the Shabbos after Shavuos is Parshas Noso, because just like the Chosai is the previous year, we should end the year with all the klolos and all the sicknesses that happen to people, you know, during the previous year, and this year we should Tachal Shana Birchaseha, that we have the parsha of Birkas Kohanim, and that's the, you know, and the Sefer Beirach Moshe in the Satmar Rebbe, he writes that, you know, there's a Chazal that says that there's a parallel between Matan Torah and Birkas Kohanim. Kosomer leves Yaakov v'saged levnei Yisrael. Ko. And kosavarchu levnei Yisrael amor lahem. So what's the idea? He says, because both these things exist both in a communal level and in a private level. Whereas when Klal Yisrael got the Torah, it was to the, what is, the day of Matan Torah in Chumash Devarim is called Yom HaKohol, because it's the day of the Kehillah. Everyone got together. But also, Chazal say on the Pasuk Yishakeni Nishikos Pihu, that every Malach went over individually to every person and gave them the mitzvah. So there was a Kabbalah Satorah of the Tzibor, and there was a Kabbalah Satorah of the Yachid as well. And that's by Kabbalah Satorah. Same thing by Birkas Kohanim. In other words, a community needs a bracha to succeed in the community, but every single person has their individualized bracha. Some people need a bracha for shidduch, some people need a bracha for parnasa, some people need a bracha for refuah. It's very personalized, just like the Kabbalah Satorah was a communal Kabbalah Satorah, but it was also Yishakeni Nishikos Piyo. It was an individual kiss to every person, and an individual Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. So too, there's the bracha of, and the bracha has to be b'simcha ba'ava, you know, there's a minhag that we all know, the minhag that the Kohanim sing. They sing during Birkas Kohanim. So there's a sefer called Paneach Roza. Paneach Roza was one of the Bali Toysus. He says, where does this minhag come from? Singing. So he says, singing Zemer. What's the numerical value of Zemer? Zayin Mem Reish. So Reish is 200 and Mem is 40. Right, and Zion itself, so it's 247, right? 247, and if you look of the value, if you do mole amor with a vav, so amor is what? 247 as well. 247 as well. So amor lahem is a remez of the zemer that And that's why the Zohar says that the Kohen has to love the people. That's why it's a strange thing. We never see anything like that. That's such a fascinating, that's a fascinating idea. You know, that we make a bracha on doing a mitzvah ba'ava. By Talmud Torah, we make a bracha v'harevna, right? V'harevna. But we don't say, you know, to put on tzitzis ba'ava or to put on the shake a lulav ba'ava, because it's a connection that the Kohen has to the people. It would be interesting to know if that was the original, you know, there's a Rashba in Masechet Brachos that says a fascinating idea. And that is that you're allowed to add words to a bracha. Wow. I would think add words. That's Mishana Mimebeisha Tavu Chacham. Who are you to add words? And I will. I don't recommend that you actually do this because then things could get out of hand. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you two cases in Poskim where words were added to a bracha in a communal sense. You ever go to a Sephardic wedding? I don't know all types of Sephardim. The last bracha chrisa. No, Hashem baras hasam v'simcha. No, chasam v'kala. No, v'sameh chasam imakala. No. Anyone know the added word? Umatzliach. You ever hear that? You didn't go to enough Sephardic weddings. Mesameh chasam v'kala umatzliach. The first time I was Masada Kedushim, this is by my Talmud Rabbi Skaidel. So the Bracha Chrisa was some Sephardic Rav, and he said the Bracha Chrisa, and he said, and what's the minhag of Chabad, by Neris from the Arizal? When you light Shabbos candles, what do you say? L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. We say l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. They say l'hadlik ner shel what? Shel Shabbos Kodesh. Shal Shabbos Kodesh. So I was wondering, what's the idea that they put in Shal Shabbos Kodesh? So there's a big discussion in the poskim. The men, you go to shul Friday night, so maybe they yotze kiddush with Shmon Esrei, and women didn't. So the Rav Meir Arik was the Gadol Hador in Galicia, and he said when the women light the candles, that's also considered. If they say the bracha. Or the Tchinas, that's considered Kiddush also. So why is that considered Kiddush? So the Rambam writes, when you masker Shabbos and you tell about the Shevach of Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos, that's what Kiddush is. Midoraisa. The fact that there's wine, the machlokas, we said, whether that's the Rabbanon or not. So I said, so if you just say Mikanash HaShabbos, and I saw someone else in the Agdal Torah mention this, you're not saying the Shevach of Shabbos. You're not praising the Shabbos. You're just mentioning Shabbos. But when you say the Hadlik Ner Shawat, Shal Shabbos Kodesh, so now you're giving an adjective to Shabbos. So I thought that would be that's the Arizal. That the Arizal says that you should make the bracha for the Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh, and that's. That's brought down. And so in the Tilas Hashem Siddur, if you ever you use the Siddur of the Arizal, Tilas Hashem, that's what they use in the Chabad. You open it up and you see when they say what the bracha is supposed to be. Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, it's a Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh. So even though I don't know whether that was added on or not, so but the post can rely on this Rashba that you could add words to a bracha. And that's, as Rav Avadi Yosef said, so that was the heter of the some Sephardim, that when it comes to Sheva Brachas, Samechos Nekala Umatzliach. Or Ahadlik Ner, Shal Shabbos Kodesh. But I don't think, it happens to be that these communities accept it. I don't know if it's such a good idea to just tell the Hamonam to go ahead and add things because, you know, there'll be no end to. You know, you could say tchinus like in Shema Koleinu and Rifa'enu and things like that, but just you know, add things on, you know, I wouldn't necessarily think it's a good. But the Rashba says al pidin, he thinks it's mutter as long as certain basic things were mentioned, basic ideas and basic themes were mentioned in the bracha, and if you want to add on more, you could. You could add on more. And the Rav Avadi Yosef in the Abi Omer has a tshuva about that. So two ones. I mean, he quotes this about Umatzliach and that. But it's never such a good idea to give the ability to the Hamonam to tamp. Because on the other hand, the Mikubalim were very machpid, you know, of how many. Osios and how many words there should be in every bracha, you know, That's why I think from the Arizal also by Neris Chanukah. So we what do we say? L'havlik Ne'er Shal Chanukah. So some have the bracha L'havlik Ne'er Chanukah. They leave out the word shell because they want to have Dafka 13 words. Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, etc. So it's interesting. Like in certain things, some Mekubalim are very medactic. It should be a certain amount. And on the other hand, you have this Rashba, you know, about that, you know, about being adding words. So different approaches to what you could add, what you shouldn't add. But I think, you know, the Mili Dagoda we should come out is that we begin now with the new year, and that's why Nosa was the beginning of the new year, being Rosh Hashanah, being the time that we judge for Peres Ha'ilan. And, you know, some Achrona say Peres Ha'ilan doesn't only mean literally the fruits of the tree, but it means your productivity in life. Your productivity in life. You should be, and like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, a person needs to be healthy to be able to serve Hashem and be productive and things like that. So that's why the Rambam says, really, we know all the schar we get for mitzvahs is in Olam Haba. So why is the Torah full of things of telling us that if you kosai teilechu, then you're going to have parnasa and this? No, that's not schar. That's just that Hashem sees if you're doing the mitzvahs and you're taking mitzvahs seriously, so then I'm going to facilitate for you to continue to be able to do mitzvahs, and therefore I'm going to take care of your physical needs, and you're going to be healthy, and you're going to have parnasa and all these things. So that's the notion of what we have when it comes to the beginning of you know, the Peres Ha'ilan is our productivity from they say from the Shalach Kadosh and our Kinyan HaTorah that Rav Shach used to say this over that the Peres Ha'ilan is not only literally, you know, Peres Ha'ilan besides being the literal Peres Ha'ilan of the fruit of the tree, but it's interesting that when we all taught as children, what are we all taught? Wherever school you went to, we're all taught Tu B'Shvat, the trees are being judged, you know. But I don't know if that has any source. I mean, Tu B'Shvat is the time that it sets a new year for the Trumas and Maisus and things like that. But the idea of the you know, there's certain things that everyone's taught wherever school they went to. The same mistakes are taught at all the, you know, you don't have to go to one place or not. Certain things are taught universally, you know, all the yeshivas, all the elementary schools. Somehow they get these ideas, but the Shavuos was there, and now we're in the Meha Tashlumin, you know. Shavuos has this unique thing, the Tashlum for all holidays, but the unique thing is that all the holidays, the Yimei Tashlumim, are part of the holiday. You know, it's the first day of Pesach, then you have the six more days. Here we have the Yimos HaChol, and that's why it's a big discussion. Rabbi Warman has a whole discussion whether we say Tachna in the Ramah, you know, and the people who are, you know, real Litvaks, you know, to get them not to say Tachna, you have to twist an arm. You know, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that only Yisru Chag, you don't say. But others, myself included, don't say Tachanun the whole week. And then you could start also counting Tuesday as day one because of the Sfeik of the Yoma. So then Tuesday, then you get six more days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So then it would be six more days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. And then Tuesday, you would back to, so you get in a Monday there, a big tachnun that you wouldn't have to say, according to this minute. Okay, so we should all be matzliach, tachal shana birchoseha. And as Hashem, we should all have the kedusha of Shabbos, the simcha of Shabbos, the wine on Shabbos, and that should be mashpia for the whole week and the whole year.